And just what do you think you're doing here? I mean, that look on your face of desperation, kinda digging it, not gonna lie. However, you don't know how to ask for a favor. Tell me the sitch, and I'll see if I can work something out. If it's in my better interest, I might just help you for free. We'll see if it's actually free. You want me to smooth things over with Tobio Kageyama? Is it because that masterful picture I took? Yeah, he really does owe me one, doesn't he? But this is about you. I'd have to use my favor to help you, and I'm not so sure I want to do that. I mean, I could, but you'd have to go on my good side. Well, I have two good sides. But that's not the point. Now, I think if you really want this favor from me, you should take me out on an all-expense-paid date. I'm kidding, I'll pay half. If I feel like it. Maybe. Speaking of which, you could pay me with something else. Those looks of yours, they're quite top-notch. You should have more confidence there. I'm impressed. Someone like you's interested in Tobio. Kinda wasted on a man like him, not gonna lie. You could do so much better. Oh, someone who's not into the Cold King? That's new these days. Maybe you have a more refined taste. Maybe you're into someone like me. That's right. I'm hitting on you. What you gonna do about it? I'm just a bit bigger and stronger than you. Not that I'd ever do anything with that. Just saying. And I'm much better looking than him, so just throwing it out there. Oh, did I strike some fancy in you? Well, I don't think I mind that too much. You can adore me all you want, I am the best. So it's just a matter of time. Don't let that negativity get to you. He'll be negative all day long. I guess he's friendly sometimes. I can get along with him on certain occasions. But he's boring to talk about. I'd much rather focus this conversation on you. I mean, come on, look at you. Just a cute ball of feelings that you can't seem to sort out. You want my attention, don't you? Aw, was this all a roundabout way of you getting my attention? Of course I'll take you on a date, and for being so honest, I'll even pay for everything. Why, your looks are payment enough. Aw, look at that cute expression. See? I knew you'd enjoy it. This time we have together, and in 5 seconds I managed to convince you to a date. What's not to love about today? It's gonna go great. Trust me. I wouldn't let it go bad. You gotta trust random strangers. Well, I'm not a stranger if I give you my name, right? Toru Oikawa. That's my name. But I'm sure you already knew. By the way, that you were looking at me? Don't tell me. Are you a fan of the best setter around? That's so adorable. Really adorable. Don't you stop being that cute for even a second. Or else, I might have to tease you more than I have. By the way, just between you and me, that look of deer in the headlights really suits you. Stay cute, cutie. Here's my number. Call me when you want to have a good time. We have a date planned. Don't forget it. This Sunday. Sunday's about the only time I have spare time after volleyball. Believe it or not, as much as my reputation precedes me, I take it quite serious. And, of course, I'm the best at it. That does help. You're late, little cutie. I thought we agreed on this time. I thought we agreed on 1 p.m. Not 1:05, though I suppose it's called being fashionably late for a reason. Look at you. You're breathtaking. I didn't think you'd look this much better out of uniform. And I mean that in the best way. Of course, if you want to get out of uniform and out of other uniform, we can arrange that too. It's just a joke. Unless... You're too easy to tease, what can I say? I wouldn't let you get away from me when you're that cute looking. And something tells me, judging by your personality and how cute it's been so far, you're a little cutie. Trust me when I say that you're so cute, you make my heart race. It races more by the second. Every spare moment I get to look at you. And when I get the pleasure of hearing your voice, it's like whispers from an angel. Never stop talking to me. Why don't you talk only to me from now on? I can take you by the waist and pull you in, treat you like the angel you deserve to be. Trust me, while I may have a reputation for flirting, it only goes so far with those I don't see potential with. For you, you're different. You've inspired a slight change in me where I'll just dictate all of that flirtiness that I have to you. Hope you don't mind, my little cutie. Just a useless flirt? I don't think so. Did you know that I trained extra hard to make time for you? You should feel special. I train even after training. Because I take my dream seriously. And I take you serious. Even though we just met. Believe it or not, I think it's love at first sight. Though I've thought that in the past, it's never been quite so strong. My heart beating out of my chest when I stare into those eyes. Like I said, your voice does things to me. Oh, it does things. Hey, at least I'm open and honest about it. I'll also tell you that I thought about you a lot last night. Is there a problem with that? I think not. And if I told you little extra details and that there was more you probably don't want to hear about, then you should probably trust me, unless you want to hear the gruesome details. I'll whisper them in your ear, every bit as seductively as they were. But we'll get to that later. First, we gotta get to know each other. Like I said, my name is Toru Oikawa, and I'm here to give you the best date of your life, and hopefully steal your heart as my own. I'm often misunderstood by my peers for being too good. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes my smugness comes off the wrong way, and it's okay. What's wrong with being smug when you're this good-looking? Ah, don't be that way. I think two good-looking people match together even better. And trust me, you've got looks that would kill. If it wasn't for me, I'd say you're a weapon of mass destruction. Well, at least destroyer of hearts. Am I right? Me, your first? Now, pardon me why I think that's kind of hard to believe. You've not had any crushes before? Wow. I mean, that's fine, but I'm also kind of stunned. I've never met someone so pure. It almost makes me feel guilty for the thoughts in my head right now.
Almost.
But not quite. After all, if I lived with regret for these welling feelings of you, they'd never reach you. I'd hesitate and be like one of those stuttering, nonsensical children. And that's not me. I'm an adult with adult needs and wants. That's all there is to it. Now, the real question is, where do we go first? I thought it might be nice to just sit on a bench and talk. Figured it's one of the best ways to have a first date. You know, some people get the misunderstanding that they have to show off. But that just shows where their mind is. They're wasting time that you could be getting to know someone in a movie theater or something where there's no talking, no dynamic. It's what you do with a friend.
And trust me, baby,
I want to be way more than friends. And judging by how every time I stare at you, every time I go close to where you can feel my breath on your lips, you back away. Something tells me that's out of excitement, embarrassment, shyness, you name it. You're pretty bold, though. I'll give it to you. You've managed to stand up to my flirting this long. How do you do it with looks like that? Is it that you get flirted on by a lot of hot men? Probably even women, too. Just a little secret between you and me.
I'm only going to make you one tiny promise today. And that's that by the end of it, you'll fall madly in love with me.
Oh no, I'm not asking you to believe me. Heavens, no. Where would the fun be if you were just all into me at the start? Though I think subconsciously, you already lost. You want to bet on it? Then fine. We'll make today all about you.
Just because you taunted me, now I can't let you go. And up you go, into my arms. Now we go to the only place that would make sense on a date like this. My place. Moving too fast. That's so cute of you. But understand, I have no ulterior motives. Once I make you fall in love with me, then it's your motives that matter. I'd never in a million years want you to do something that you're not into. So please don't underestimate me. I'm not someone who forces my ideals on others. I'd never even think of it. So please, look me in the eyes. I'm serious about this. I may flirt and have some fun of life, but I would never disgrace someone I like. Because love founded on something like that is not love at all. It's obsession. And I'm not someone who gets obsessed. Sorry, not sorry. I get attracted, of course. But that's an attraction that's always wanted. If it's not wanted, it's not attraction. You understand, don't you? My attraction to you, it's in part how you look at me. It's those eyes. It's that I see the potential, that you see me as something more than a friend, something more than an acquaintance, that we have the potential to be something so much closer. And call it what you like. I have no ulterior motives. That's it. I know, it's quite simple, isn't it? I hope I don't bore you with that. I've got plenty of mystery, just not in something like that. I've had some miscommunications in the past, which led to some broken hearts, and I never intend to repeat it again. It was way back when, in middle school, way back before I was in the first year of college like we are now. I made a mistake. And no, not what you're thinking. It's nothing of the sort. It's more of a mistake of, I led someone on. I got addicted to flirting. What can I say? I think we all make stupid decisions in middle school. It's just what happens. But the point is, I got carried away, led someone on, and generally just was an asshole to someone who didn't deserve it. I regretted it. So I swore to myself that day, and every day after, I would work twice as hard, both in my pursuit of my sport and in being a better man. Sure, I'm not beyond envy. In fact, sometimes you might say I'm a bit petty when it comes to Tobio-chan. But who's counting? We all have our mistakes, don't we? So why focus on those? I choose instead to focus on what makes me happy. It's different for everyone, isn't it? For me, most of all, what I want in this world is very simple. I just want to be happy. If anything else, I want people to respect me for all the hard work I put into my art. Now I understand volleyball isn't the end of all things. I'm not just a volleyball player, and I don't want to be. That's exactly why we're here today. I've been searching for love my entire life. Trust me, ever since I was 3, I was hitting on people 10 times my age. What? I was a good-looking kid. And judging by how my little cutie reacts, I'd say I'm an even more attractive man. Isn't that right, little cutie? Would you look at that? We're already here. Well, what would you like to do? I personally was going to make you a nice meal. That seems like the best thing to do. Talk over a meal and enjoy ourselves in a comfy area. I thought about the park, of course, but I also thought it would be a bit annoying to have other people there. Sorry, not sorry, but I'm not always in a social mood. I want to get to know you. I don't want everyone to get to know you. Is it bad that I get jealous of you? Even looking into your eyes right now, it's like an envious beast awakens in my very soul, and I look at you with desires untold, just like I had last night. Hey, at least I'm honest. Most men won't be honest about their nighttime habits, but I'll tell you exactly how many times. 6. Surprised? You shouldn't be. See, here you are. I was so inspired by your beautiful looks that I made you these. 6 of them. They're miniature pictures of you. I hope you don't mind. I thought it would be a wonderful gift for our first meeting. And also, it helped me with the other 6 things that I did about you last night. Now, there's no need to blush. I'm just hitting on you. Quite hard at that. There's a reason, though. When I say I want you, I mean it in the most basic way, but also a pretty complicated one. The most basic in that I want to hold you close, grab you by the waist, and kiss you until I can't breathe. But in the more complicated way of I want to make you smile. I want to see what you look like when you're at your happiest moment. And I want to make you have that every day. That's what I think it means to be a good boyfriend. And I want to be that to you.
I know you must be surprised. It's not what my reputation would have you believe. And that's because my insecurities. Ever since I messed up once, I feel like flirting is my defense mechanism. But when I actually want to get with someone, they think I'm going to be a playboy about it. Then I get misunderstood because the nighttime activities. It's not all it seems. I'm not some kind of pervert or something. I'm just honest. If anything, I'd like to be the most honest and direct person you ever meet. Someone who is direct with their feelings, direct with who they are, and direct with their intentions. I don't want to have things hidden away from you. Mystery is fine and all, and I like to be a little bit mysterious, but not when it comes to feelings. I'd rather them be all laid out on the table, so you know exactly how I feel about you. Just like this. Yes, I kissed you.
Do I regret it? Of course not, cutie.
I don't regret it even slightly, and there's a good reason for it.
Because I won't take back my words, not a single one of them, not the most embarrassing one of them all. You are destined to be with me. I believe it. Even if it doesn't come to pass, at least I tried my best. Why don't you see how deep this rabbit hole goes and kiss me back? But I wouldn't expect...
What do you mean? Shut up. I didn't expect that one. You come...
Damn. You caught me off guard, cutie. That was awfully hot of you. Not gonna lie.
Kissing me to make me shut up? That's a new one. You might be twice as bold as me and just as cute.
I could get used to this enthusiasm.
Most people, when my flirting gets too heavy, back down or shudder. You rose to meet me. That makes me respect you even more. So there's a special place in my heart for that shy, blushing self that you showed me not too long ago.
Make me blush?
You'd have to try pretty hard for that, considering how dirty my mind is.
But maybe, just maybe, my little cutie could do that.
Oh, sorry. Saying my already would be a bit presumptuous of me. However, I did make you that promise at the beginning of the date.
I will make you fall in love with me, one way or another.
And I'd never impact something stupid like a love potion or something. Trust me, I don't believe in that superstitious stuff. Maybe at one point I did, but what's the point now? I'd rather win your heart. With myself. Unapologetically. I'm proud of who I am. And I won't stop being proud. And if you like pride and confidence, well, then I suppose I'm your man.
And your boyfriend? What do you say, cutie? You want to be mine? Trust me when I say this. I want to make you mine so bad. The only thing stopping me is my respect for you. I would never, ever disrespect someone who trusted me enough to take them to my house. Never.
Believe it or not, you're the first one. I've never had someone over to my house that I have romantic interest in. And I've never drawn 6 pictures of one person. Maybe 1 or 2 in the past, but never 6. Maybe 6 is our lucky number.
So I might as well kiss you 6 times, little cutie. 1. 2 on your neck. 3 on the cute tummy of yours. 4 on the lips. 5 on the leg. And 6, wouldn't you like to know? You certainly are a good kisser. Color me impressed. Little cutie, you're gonna make a monster awaken in me. Hope you can handle it. Am I to take all of your kisses back? As a yes for my proposition to be your boyfriend? That makes me really happy. I'm touched. To be honest, I know I flirt a lot. But I'm not just a flirtatious monster. And I take this serious. I want to make you smile. Sorry. I'm just tearing up a little. It's just because no one's ever trusted me like this. With something so big, I've never had someone that seemed to care about me as much. Ever since I made that blunder, everyone got the wrong impression, so you're the first person to give me a chance. I won't let you down. Sorry. The tears, they just came. But trust me, I won't miss a step. And when I do, I'll make sure it's as human and honest of a step that I missed as possible. And kiss you so much. No matter what happens. I won't let you down, and I'll be the best boyfriend in the whole wide world. Trust me. This is very special to me. I know. Probably surprising, shocking, or disappointing to know that I have this much passion in this way. You like it? Then I'm honored. Extremely honored. And happy to. Can I just hold you like this for a while? Thank you. Thank you. My little cutie. My little cutie. You're my little cutie. I really have a little cutie, don't I? That's so important to me. Thank you. Thank you for believing in me. A lot of people think that I'm going to just play with their heart, but I've never done that. And it's all unfounded information. I flirt, but it never goes further. And when I think of someone, I never think of them like I've thought of you. Because you gave me a chance. Do you know how much that means to me? You take me serious. A lot of people think I'm some kind of joke. Some comic relief. Or they think I'm some jerk, trying to pick a fight. But I'm not. And while of course Tobio-chan might be a special exception to that rule, I really don't hate him. Hate isn't really my thing. But I think love might be. Every time I look at you, it makes me happy. Proud even. That you chose me. Or rather, that you let me choose you. Or that we chose each other, better yet. I like the sound of that one. Mostly because it makes me not feel guilty for being this happy. You are very happy, aren't you? To call me your boyfriend? Sorry, I know bashful isn't usually my thing. But, you know, when it comes to someone as cute as my cutie, it's different. It makes me think of all the times that I wasn't this lucky, of all the times that I had bad things happen that shouldn't have happened. My shortcomings won't be my legacy, because I'll cover it up with kisses and good feelings. I'll make sure you feel special, and make sure that I'm the best boyfriend ever. I take pride in it. I've always wanted to be one. I'm so happy you're not creeped out by me. In fact, I get nervous every time I hit on someone, that they're just going to think that I'm in it for physical things. No,
That's just the icing on the cake. A kiss conveys so much more than words. A gaze into the eyes, a faster heartbeat. It's the physical prowess of love's draw. It's everything to me. But feelings are even more than everything. Feelings and passion. The fact that you can look at me with those eyes. I want to be the only one you ever look at with those eyes. Can't I be that selfish? And you'll be the only one who gets this gaze of mine. I'm so in love with you, you know. As much as I'd like to point to the fact that I did push this date on you and predict this, it was a presumptuous one, to say the least. Now that it's come true, I'm even a little surprised. Considering you're my first love, does it surprise you? Is it startling that I love you? And you're the first person I can say that to in earnest. And I wish with all my heart to never say it to anyone else in my life. It must seem like a skewed perspective, seeing me as this playboy, but seeing how much I'm serious when it comes down to it, I can't help it. When I see my little cutie, no one else will do. And I've never felt this connection that we have. I want it to be you and I, forever and ever. I want to make you mine in the sweetest way possible and be the best boyfriend in the world. I know I said it, I must be a broken record, but it's because all these feelings, they mix up inside, and I just want you to smile. Is it strange that through everything, through all the things I've worked for all of my life, this might be my biggest accomplishment, getting you as my own? Little cutie. You're my little cutie. Say, little cutie, would you be willing to stay with me? Just relax and stay for a while. I know that was the idea of the date, but I'm a little nervous now. Now that I know how much feelings I do have for you, and that you might have for me, I can't just stop at that. I want to kiss you until your lips go numb. I want to do this whole thing right. And even if we run into all the hardships and pitfalls of any relationship, I'll face them proudly with you. I love you, little cutie. That expression. So I guess you're not averse to the fact that I, well, six times. I told you it might be our lucky number, and maybe we can make something of it. Besides, kissing you, it makes me feel alive. In a way that no training or success could ever replicate. I know how you see me, and I love it. Never stop looking my way, won't you, little cutie? These feelings, well, so much. And I just want to share them with you. Each and every one of them. Now I'm not ashamed of it either. I love my little cutie. And something tells me I always will. As long as you'll let me. Little cutie, you want to know a secret? Well, it might have been six times last night. But I'm willing to bet that we can make it a seventh. And maybe an eighth or ninth, maybe 10. Maybe our lucky number will change. You never know. One thing I do know, though, I'll never let you go. And I'll be the best boyfriend ever. Deal?
I'm so happy.
Sorry, but I can't really resist anymore. And you look like you're about the same.
Wanna make a nice little mistake with me? Pushing me down, damn. Guess you're in the mood for some cock. Not to put it so bluntly, but why hide the fact? Of course I was fapping to you last night. You're beautiful. I can't get enough of you. I did it so many times I almost passed out. But you should be honored. I'd only do that for you. Admittedly, all the rest of my beautiful obsessions were not tangible ones. They were in the realm of 2D between you and me. I want more, my little cutie. Oh, yes. Oh, God, you're so tasty. And the way you suck on my cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're more into it than I thought you'd be. I thought you'd say we're moving too fast, but... fuck. Oh. It's amazing that I'm your first, but it doesn't feel like it when you suck my cock like that. Less talking. More work of my own. Oh, fuck. Suck that cock. Yeah, suck my cock like that. Does it feel good when I lick and slather all over you? When I'm slobbering over your flavor? Oh, fuck. Fuck. I think I'm gonna come down your throat. Be sure to come in my mouth too. I wanna taste you in your delicious cum. Coming. I'm coming so fucking hard. Coming. Looks like we both made quite a mess, my little cutie, didn't we? Gotta clean you up. Oh, yeah. Fucking suck the cum out of my cock. Yeah, you milk that cock. Oh, sorry if I'm too dirty with it. But I couldn't hold back. The best boyfriend isn't exactly a boring, clean one, is he? I gotta make sure that you don't get bored of me ever. And I gotta be honest, that felt fucking awesome. Well, ready to get fucked? I think you're ready to take this cock deep inside yourself. Yeah. I fucking love you. And as much as I may have gotten carried away, I want to make sweet love to you, my little cutie. I take this serious. You're not just some physical one to me. You're my everything. I could bite your neck forever. But then there'd be no time to admire you. Those beautiful eyes. That perfect skin. I love everything about you. My little cutie. My little cutie. Why don't we make it gentle? There. You can trust me. I promise. I might have gotten carried away. My pure desires for you. My naughty feelings came out in all the right and wrong ways, but now... Now I want to make love to you with all of my passion and as my first step in being the perfect boyfriend. I love you. Never forget that, little cutie. Or I'll have to remind you a million times more. I can hardly wait. Oh! Pushing me over like that. I'm no pushover, but if you want to ride my cock, I'll warn you it's a bumpy ride. You're right. Yeah. Lower onto it slowly. You're so tight. It feels so good. I love this way. So I can admire your beauty from the front. And hold you even closer. With my cock inside of you. I feel so close to you. I feel so happy. And I want to make sweet, sweet love to my cutie. Oh, it's taking everything, every fiber of my being to stop myself from being rough. But it's because I want you so fucking bad. Hold my hands, it's okay. You can start moving whenever you want, my little cutie. We'll go at your pace. Nice and gentle. I don't want you to forget that I love you, you know. And if you decide to pound it like it's going out of style, that's on you, little cutie. You're so fucking tight. Sorry for being so lewd. I guess my mind's in the gutter. Can you blame me? Oh, God, I love you. You're my little cutie. Mine. Oh, that pre-cum in there. Oh, I love being one with you. Fuck. I want more. Oh, fuck. I love you so much. Cutie, you have something else. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. 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 I'd like to say something nice and snarky, but I can't find my words. Feels too fucking good. I love you. I love you. Why'd you stop, my little cutie? Oh, so that's it. You wanna go out in a bang? I'd be happy to. Just tell me if it's too rough. I'll take good care of you. But don't blame me for being a little too excited. Oh, my cutie. Oh, my cutie. Yeah, you fucking like it. You fucking like being one and making love together is so fucking hard. Yeah, yeah, you fucking like my cock. Well, I fucking love your insides. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll fuck you like an animal, but I'll always love you, because you're my other half. Oh, fuck. 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 Coming. Coming, coming. Coming so fucking hard. Coming. I like seeing it. The mess we've made. It's truly spectacular, isn't it? I fucking love you. It's okay. We can stay like that. I'll stay inside you for a while. Let the cum trickle out. Just like that. I want you to see it. So I'll hold you close. And give you a better view. My cutie. You know just what to say and what to do to make my heart flutter. To make me nervous, and that scares me. You're a powerful one, you know that. From kissing back to stealing the breath from my lungs. Is that what you wanted to do, my little cutie? Did you want all this time and affection? Were you aware of how much I liked you from the start? I kept my promise. You did fall in love with me, didn't you? I guess it's a bit late to ask that, isn't it? No regrets, though. I love you. I love you very, very much. And I hope that I can convey that in the best way possible. And I know catching feelings on the first date and all of this went so quick. But I still want to savor it. The feeling of you in my arms. Feeling of being one. I don't just want it to fade away. In fact, the only reason I can say I love you so much is because, well, I do. It's plain and simple, isn't it?
It doesn't always have to be complicated, this life of ours.
But if we want to make it complicated, my little cutie, why don't we make it so complicated we get lost in each other and we don't know where one ends and the other begins? We end up in this crazy, passionate, maddened love that never ends. We end up kissing and hugging and holding and more, so much that we never have a moment to get dull. I know we never would, but that would be even better, wouldn't it? The fiery passion every day clashing with the cold, icy exterior that you may have seen before. I want to make sure I'm the best boyfriend ever, and putting aside all my flirting and nice things I want to say about you, I won't take it for granted that you gave me this chance. Don't think just because I flirt and I'm completely smitten by you, my little cutie, that I don't take you serious, because I do. I'm not going to have these eyes. Look into mine. Look right into my eyes. Tell me you can't see the passion burning for only you. Because I'd call you a liar right then and there. Because it's right there. Or I'd say you have bad eyes. Either way, I love you. And this passion I feel isn't going anywhere. And you'd have to try pretty hard to pry me off of you because I'm your boyfriend and I'm going to hold you close. So this embrace is just me making sure that the count goes up and up. Both the count of love, the count of those nighttime drawings, and other things that may require a lot of time and effort, all of which we both have plenty of, don't we? I always have time for you, because even though I thought I wouldn't, I'll make time to be with you. You're worth that, even if I have to train a little less. Maybe then I can avoid hurting myself like I did that one time. Oh, nothing. Just, I overdid it before. Trying to be the utmost, the best in the entire league of volleyball. I tried, and I went too far, and I realized I have to chill out a bit. But just like I still take volleyball seriously, I will take you very serious. Do you hear me? These words are only for you. They will remain as such, because this passion burning in my chest, it belongs to you. And these arms that wrap around you will protect you from anything that would hurt you. I won't let anyone. And pardon my jealousy, but I may be extremely petty to those around you who seem to have an interest in you, maybe even those who don't. I get jealous easy. Sorry, not sorry. You got involved with me, so you must have known that. So, I hope it's not a deal breaker or anything. Then I want my little cutie all to myself. That I think of my little cutie almost every moment now. And that I want more time with you. And more pictures to be made. For devious and otherwise purposes of gratification and admiration. I'm kidding. Unless you'd like to make another picture right now. I'd be fine with it. Now, just relax, won't you? Now's the time where we get our first true cuddle. And if you fall asleep in my arms, I promise I'll hold you just as close as this.